Bespoke Production presents this unabridged recording of Mistress of Mirth's Comedy Tour, written and read by Justine Sless. To my daughters, Ruby and Jess, take up space, make some noise, know your power. The Comedy Tour. Comedy is an acronym for Call Out Male Entitlement Daily, y'all. The tour begins in Bourke Street Mall, where trams trundle by, buskers busk, and throngs of people go in and out of shops. Welcome to the Comedy Tour. My name is Justine Sless, and I am a comedy addict. My gateway drug was that first time I ever did a gig in the back of a bar on a makeshift, dimly lit stage. It was an incongruous, hostile and seminal moment, not least because I was attempting to elicit laughter, but also trying to come to grips with how absurdly undermined I felt by the whole process of doing an unpaid gig with a blatant undercurrent of antipathy. The tour takes only three people, as it aligns with the joke-telling rule of three. The sequence of the rule of three is establish, reinforce, surprise. Like when my kids were little, I would always give them an instruction and follow it up with a weather report. You haven't even got your jacket on. Get in the car. It's freezing. You won't need a singlet on. It's quite humid outside. And could you just eat your bagel, or it will be frozen stairs all round. Comedy fun facts. Henry Bergson wrote his seminal essays on laughter in 1900, and he remains one of the few philosophers to have addressed the topic of laughter with the comic at its source. The three people who have come on the comedy tour coo in consternation and proffer their tickets. Lucy is wearing a fabulous red retro dress, wants to give comedy a go, but isn't sure where and how to start. Ruth, known for quoting old Jewish jokes at family gatherings, was gifted this tour for her 70th birthday. And Andrew, thinning hair, dressed in black, wearing thick-rimmed spectacles, is researching stand-up comedy for his next novel. Comedy merchandise will be on sale throughout the tour, but is not included in the price. There will be toilet breaks and food stops along the way. I hope that you enjoy the tour and ask that you take the time to rate it on TripAdvisor. And please, follow the ha-ha flags so that you don't get lost in the quagmire of invective that has been directed at funny women for a millennium. We begin the tour in a department store, which is in keeping with the incongruity theory of laughter. You know, the idea that laughter is created because there is a difference between what we expect and what we get. Comedy fun facts. Mikhail Bakhtin, the Russian linguist and literary critic writing in the first half of the 20th century, used the term carnivalesque to distinguish writing that depicts destabilization or reversal of power structures in traditional forms of carnival, and by doing so subverts and liberates the assumptions of the dominant style or atmosphere through humour and chaos, particularly through bodily functions. As we enter the plush mirrored emporium, I grin at the group and say, no joking. I've read loads of Freud, Bergson and Bakhtin, three thinkers who have thought of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?